朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那今天早晨呢，我们在交通一个题目，就是至于我和我的家，毕竟侍奉耶和华。
I do want to come to the topic this morning. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
你记得我什么时候讲过这个信息吗？
Yes, right before I got married.
Right after you got married.
Right after I got married.
他四月一号结婚，我们四月二号讲的这个题目。
April 1st, I got married. April 2nd, 我们就
已经结婚搞昏头了，但是他至少还记得哈。我们一起来看这段的圣经。
Let's come and look at the scriptures.
但我今天的讲法还是不太一样啊。
And my focus would be a little different today.
我们看约书亚记二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
我们读十四节。
Verse 14.
一直读到十八节。
All the way to verse 18.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住在这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。百姓回答说，我们断不敢离弃耶和华去侍奉别神，因为耶和华我们的神曾将我们和我们列祖从埃及地为奴之家领出来，在我们眼前行了那些大神迹，在我们所行的道上所经过的诸国都保护了我们。耶和华又把住在此地的亚摩利人都从我们面前赶出去，我们必侍奉耶和华，因为他是我们的神。好，我们跳到第二节。
Verse 22。
约书亚对百姓说，你们选定耶和华要侍奉他，你们自己做见证吧。他们说，我们愿意做见证。约书亚说，你们现在要除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。百姓回答说，我们必侍奉耶和华我们的神，听从他的话。当日约书亚就与百姓立约，在示剑为他们订律例典章。约书亚将这些话都写在神的律法书上，又将一块大石头立在橡树下耶和华的圣所旁边。约书亚对百姓说，看啊，这石头可以向我们做见证，因为听见了耶和华所吩咐我们一切的话。倘或你们背弃了你们的神，这石头就可以向你们做见证。好，我们最后读一处哈。我们请读四世纪，我写成约书亚记的，应该是四世纪第二章。
Judges chapter 2。
四世纪第二章。
Judges chapter 2。
我们请读第七节。
Verse 7。
约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。好，我们跳到第十节。
Verse 10。
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。好，底下就说到他们转去拜巴利。好，我们的圣经就读到这。
It talks about the fact that the people turn and worship Baal.
弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个我们一辈子都要回答的一个问题。
And it's a question that we will have to answer to for the rest of our lives.
也是我们一辈子我们都不能够逃避、不能够忽视的一个问题。
And it's a question that we cannot run away from for the rest of our lives.
就是到底谁是我的主
？And it is who is our God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
And everybody has a Lord.
不管你承不承认
whether you acknowledge it or not,
不管你知不知道
whether you know it or not,
不管我们自己里面哈，我们在这件事情上我们在不在乎
whether you care about it or not,
你不在乎，你仍然有一个主人
if you don't care about it, you still have a Lord.
我们如果不知道，其实我们还是有一个主人
even if you don't know or you're unaware of it, you have a Lord.
所以宁可我们知道的清楚一点
it's better that you know it clearly.
我们也宁可我们真正的在乎这件事情
it's better that we really care about this issue.
我们常常会说我们没有主人啊，谁是我们的主人
A lot of time we would say, there's no one that will lord over us. Who's the Lord?
我是我的主人
I am my own master.
弟兄姊妹是，你是你的主人，是你是有个主人。
That is true. You are your own master.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
Everybody has a master.
圣经上给我们一个很清楚的一个词典，你怎么样子找出你谁是你的主人
？And the Bible is very clear on how to identify who is your Lord.
罗马书六章十六节讲说，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆？顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗
Romans chapter 5 says, do you not know that to whom you present yourself to serve, today, you are that one slave whom you obey?
有些孩子可能说哇那我爸妈是我主人。
And then we say, okay, mom and dad is my lord.
可能有些弟兄说那我老婆是我主人。
My brothers will say, then my wife is my master.
弟兄姊妹这都还不是指的外面这些东西啊。
And it's not just the outward things.
我们心里面就是在我们最里面的这个最里面最里面的这个人
in the depth of our hearts inside of this person
你发现你是在受什么辖制
what are you being constrained by
那个辖制我们奴隶我们的他就是我们的主人
that which constrains you is your lord and master
那你会说我的主人不止一个
you say okay I have more than one master
那么在圣经里面就只有两种主人
in the bible there are only two types of masters
所以保罗讲到说我们这个或做义的奴仆或做罪的奴仆
whether you're a slave of righteousness or whether you're a slave of sin
或是我们是神的仆人，或者我们是鬼魔，是马门的仆人。
Whether you're the slave of God or the slave of Mammon.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个问题哈，你们大家先不要听下去了，就停下来问一下自己。
And don't keep on pause a little bit. Ask yourselves right now.
花个十秒钟自己回答。
We'll spend about 10 seconds. Ask yourself.
到底我的主人是谁
？Who is my Lord?
我相信我们是基督徒，我们都说我们的主人是神。
And I know everybody who's Christians will say God is.My Lord.
那么也许在客观的地位上我们是属神的人呢因为我们从仇敌手中被救出来
And in our minds we understand Yes, he is our Lord We've been saved out of our sins
但是到底谁是我的主人
But indeed, who is your Lord?
谁在管理我的生活
Who is controlling my life?
谁在支配我
Who is directing me?
我花钱的时候在背后让我做决定花不花的是什么
When I am about to buy something on my spendings Who decides whether I buy or not?
当我在使用我的时间的时候是谁在 drive 我
When I use my time, who is driving me?
我们每一个都有自己的主人
Everyone has a master
第二件事情圣经上说一个人不能有两个主
And the Bible is very clear No one person can have two masters
我们可能有很多的爱好钱财电视电脑很多的东西
And we may have a lot of things that we like You know computers, money and all of this
只要不是属于主的都属于同一类的
And as long as they do not belong to the Lord They're in the same category
然后另外一个就只有主在圣经上就是二分
And so the Bible only divides it in two halves
所以圣经的原则第二件事情就是一个人不能侍奉两个主
So the biblical principle is thatone person cannot serve two masters
你说为什么不能
you say why couldn't I do that
因为在我里面就是这样啊
because in me that's how it is
神也是我的主
God is my Lord
世界也是啊
the world is the same
我如果要诚实的话我不能说世界不是我的主因为 I do care
and if I'm really honest with myself I can't say that the world is not my master
可能我的家也是我的主啊因为我 care 我的家
and my family is my Lord as well because I care about it
因为我在说这个主人不是指的外面的事
and again I want everybody to know this masteris not pointed to things on the outside
而且只是在我们里面
but inside of us
一个人不能侍奉两个主不是我说的是主说的
and no one can serve two masters it's not words from me but Jesus said it
如果你会问我说一个人为什么不能侍奉两个主
if you ask me why is it that anyone cannot serve two masters
那我就想说你有没有那个勇气因为美国买不到爆弹哈你有没有勇气办法跑到你太太面前说我为什么不能爱两个女人
And do you have the courage to go to your wife and say why can't I love another woman
你不要讲这么严重好了你是上班好了、我为什么不能帮 HP 做事又帮 IBM 做同样的 project
And then let's just say your work why can't I work for
Hewlett
Packard and IBM at the same time
你知道
task
公司雇佣你的时候你要签约上面就讲清楚了你不可以做 competitor 的工作
and when you accepted a job you actually signed a contract that you will not work for the competitor
那再更简单一点好了。
And even more simply.
你问我说为什么一个人不能脚踏两条船？
And you say, why can one person put his feet on two separate boats?
其实 of course you can do it. 你一定可以的，让你去做嘛。
And if you want to talk about whether you can really do it or not, of course you could do it.
你去做，但是你知道那个结果是什么？
Go do it, but you know what's the end.
你几乎可以 foresee 那个结果，甚至这么多人跟你做见证，脚踏两条船到最后就是掉下去。
And you can foresee the results. People testify for you that if you put both of your feet on two separate boats, you're going to sink, you're going to fall in the water.
这句话是神说的，主说的，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
God and the Lord said it, that no one person can serve two masters.
那你说我为什么不能？
You say, why can't I not?
那么 go ahead, 可以。
And yes, go ahead, do it.
但是结果就是你两个都没有。
But the results were that you will notobey either one.
因为什么？我们一定掉到这个世界的漩涡去。
You will fall into the whirlpool of this world.
所以圣经上还讲得这么清楚，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
And the Bible is very clear. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以第三个原则。
So the third principle.
这个拣选是我们一生都需要面对的。
And this choice is something that we have to face throughout our life.
所以在这里我们看见三件事，第一个，每一个人都有自己的主人。
So three things, everyone has a master.
第二个，
secondly,
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
No one can serve two masters.
第三个，
and thirdly,
我们一生都在面临这个抉择，你要决定你的主人是谁。
For the rest of your life, you have to decide who your master is going to be.
而且就着我们的经历来说，
and according to our experiences,
如果你不刻意做这个决定的话，
and if you don't distinctly make a decision,
基本上我们都是世界的王在辖制我们。
Principally, it is the king of this world that is reigning over us.
基本上都是罪在我们中间辖制我们，让我们成为罪的奴仆。
Principally, it is sin who is reigning over us that we are the
slave. 所以保罗才会劝我们要把身体献上，要把我们的肢体当作义的器具献给神，做义的奴仆。
So Paul admonishes that we need to offer up our body as an instrument of righteousness unto the Lord.
这是要一个刻意做的一件事情。
And this is something that you have distinctively made.
我们的神是祭邪的神。
And our God is someone to be feared.
As a
jealous God.
当我们不能够单单的来侍奉他的时候，
and when we cannot worship him or serve him solely,
弟兄姊妹，其实我们的这一生会过得非常的辛苦的。
And the rest of our life is going to live a very difficult life.
有埃及的督工拿着鞭子在后面鞭策我们。
Because the slave drivers in Egypt will be behind us with his whip.
这是一定的经历，一定的原则。
And this is an experience and a principle.
所以我们何等希望，当约书亚那天带领神的百姓来到迦南地的时候，
and when Joshua that day has brought the people of God to the land of Canaan.
他们在这里照着神的应许承受的那块地。
And according to God's promises that they're inheriting that land.
那约书亚把神的百姓都带到面前来，叫他们面对一件事情。
And Joshua brought all the people together that they would face one thing.
到底谁是我们的主人？
It says who is our Lord?
要纪念我们从前在大河那边所侍奉的神。
Is it the God whom we have served on the other side of the river?
要思想我们从前在埃及地被辖制的那个法老和督工们。
And we want to think about the masters over us in Egypt.
今天神把我们带到了这个地方。
But today God has brought us to this place.
他说，若是你们以为侍奉耶和华为不好，
if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord,
今日，
today, this day,
每一个的现在，
every one of our nows,
我们都可以来做这个决定。
You can make that choice.
约书亚一点没有强迫神的百姓。
Joshua did not force the people of God.
他说：“是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？
Is it the God whom your fathers have served on the other side of the river?
还是你们现在所住的这地亚摩利人的神呢？
Or the gods of the Amorites, the ground that you live in, the gods whom they serve?
弟兄姊妹，你注意到了没有？过去的神和现在的神。
Have you seen this? The gods in time past and gods now.
过去所崇拜、所追求的。
Those that you pursue, that you have worshipped.
跟我们现在甚至将来所要面对的，
and even now, even the things that you will face in time come,
永远会有偶像，有新的神出来，要来夺我们的心，要来辖制我们。
There will always be an idol. There will always be a god that will come and draw your heart.
所以约书亚在这里提醒你要去想想看你从前的神。
So Joshua reminded the people Think about whom you've worshipped in time past.
你看清楚你现在所面对的神。
And open your eyes and watch the gods whom you see now.
到底你要侍奉谁？
Whom will you serve?
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们过去的偶像，我们不要以为得胜的就得胜了。
And the gods that we worship in time past, don't think that your victory is once and for all.
肉体跟偶像常常有回头追我们的力量。
Our flesh and the things that we worship in time past, they will turn around and pursue us.
有人以为他戒酒戒成功了。
Some people think that they have overcome alcoholism.
过了很多年以后，在一个不小心的里面，他重新掉回去。
And after many years, because he is not careful, he's fallen back into it again.
这是我亲自听过的见证了。
Testimonies that I heard myself. And he thought that he would never drink again.
他为了酗酒的问题，家庭破裂，妻子要离开他的。
And because of alcoholism, he's lost his family, his wife left him.
他以为他得胜了。
He thought he has overcome.
结果没有想到，有一次在一个基督徒的家庭里面聚会的时候，人家叫他喝提摩太酒。
And not to realize that one day he was in the Christian gathering, and somebody says, oh, drink a little wine. It's mentioned in the book of Timothy.
那喝了以后就重新回去了。
And he drank a little bit, and then he fell back.
因为这边大河那边的神，不要以为他在大河那边，他在我们身上永远还是有力量。
And he thought that that God was on the other side of the river has no power over me, but that's not true.
还是亚摩利现在我们所在的这块地。
What about now? Here, the gods whom the Amorites worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是约书亚摆在神百姓面前。
So Joshua places before the people of God.
他不是强迫着你非得选神。
He did not force him and say, you better choose God now.
你不可以选过去。
Don't choose a God in time past.
你不可以选这块地上的神。
Don't choose the gods of the people who worship here today.
他说你们若是以耶和华侍奉耶和华为不好。
If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord.
今天 make your own choice.
This day, make your choice.
就在今天你就要做的。
This day, you need to make it.
因为你不管你知不知道你承不承认。
But whether you know it or whether you acknowledge it or not.
不管你自己在不在乎这件事。
Whether you care about this or not.
我们都在侍奉神。
We are all serving God.
到底是真神。
Is it a true God?
还是假神。
Or a false God?
到底是神还是马门。
Or whether it's God or mammon.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人现在的情形。
This is the circumstance which we all face.
你我都有主人。
And we all have a master.
你我都有我们降服的对象。
We all have someone we submit to.
不是神，就是神以外的。
If it's not God, then it's outside of him.
诗篇十六篇第四节讲得这么好，用别神代替耶和华的。
Psalm 16 says so well, anyone who substitutes,
他的愁苦一定加增。
God with someone else, his sorrow will increase.
弟兄姊妹，我真的求求弟兄姊妹们。
So I beg you, brothers and sisters.
我自己的失败也好，从我看见的弟兄姊妹的情形也好
，from my own failures, from the things that I've seen in other lives,
所有在主以外的追求带来的都是虚空和痛苦。
Any pursuits outside the Lord brings vanity and pain.
所有在主里面的弟兄姊妹，神要大大的祝福我们。
Any pursuits that are in the Lord will be great blessing.
你可以成为很好的学生
，you can be a great student.
你可以成为很好的家庭主妇
，you can be a great housewife.
你可以在工作上一样做得很好
，and you can still do very well at work.
因为你在神的面前得到了神这么大的祝福
because you receive the greatest blessing from the Lord
弟兄姊妹这个其实在外面并不是那么直接的冲突的
and there is no conflict with the things on the outside
神要得到的是得到我们这个人
what God wants to lay hold of is the person here
弟兄姊妹约书亚那天摆在神百姓面前这个决定
so again Joshua displayed this choice before God's people
约书亚他自己一个这么坚定的一个选择
and Joshua has an absolute certainty in the choice that he made
他说至于我和我家
he said As for me and my house,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，在这里我们看见约书亚自己以身作则。他说我，他从我开始。
And Joshua set an example. He started with himself.
在说今天爸爸节
and today is Father's Day
当爸爸的我们都要加油啊
all of you who are fathers
其实我们给孩子们留下最大的祝福和产业
be encouraged because the greatest blessings that you're giving to your children
永远不是银行的存款或是房子
it's not the saving it's not your saving account it is not houses
我们给孩子们最大的祝福
the greatest blessings
甚至能够世世代代传下去的
even generation and generation to come
一个是帮助他们建立跟神之间对的关系
one is theEstablish the right relationship with their God.
一个是培养他们健全的性格
and is to cultivate a healthy character.
弟兄姊妹，这是他们最大最大的蒙福的地方
These are the two greatest blessings in their lives.
其实多吃一点，少吃一点，穿好一点，穿坏一点，都不是最重要的事情
Whether they eat a little more, eat a little less, they dress a little better, dress not so well, that's not that important.
他们能够蒙神悦纳，走在神的旨意和同在中。 大恩典啊。
But if they can be accepted in the eyes of the Lord and walk in the presence of the Lord, that's a great blessing.
啊，不会弹钢琴没有关系。
If they don't know how to play the piano, it's okay.
啊，不会数独，不会心算，没有关系。
If they can't read very fast, they can't calculate.
但他们不能没有神。
But they cannot do without God.
我们怎么能够忍受将来我们坐在天上看见孩子在火湖里呢？
And how can we endure the fact that we would be in heaven and watch our children in hell?
如果我们真爱我们的孩子，
we really love our children.
弟兄姊妹，我们要带领他来认识神。
We need to bring them to come and know God.
我们要帮助他培养一个对的性格。
To cultivate a right character.
将来他十八年后都离开我们。
And after 18 years, they will very much leave.
我们不要十八年做一个自私的爸爸妈妈，只要孩子喜欢我们，觉得我们纵容他。
And in these 18 years, we're selfish and say, "Why we just want our kids to love us and let them do whatever they want."
十八年后他送出去了。
After 18 years, they're sent away.
他要面对他的人生。
He or she will face their own life.
多少的试探。
So many temptations.
多少的挫折和失败。
And so many failures.
多少的伤害和痛苦他要去面对。
So many harm and pains that will come to their life.
如果我们不培养他一个健全的性格。
We do not cultivate a healthy character.
他不知道怎么去建立一个对的人际关系。
They do not know how to establish a right human relationship.
因为怎么样，我们真的是把孩子们送到一个无形的监狱里面去受酷刑。
And we have basically sent them to a jail to suffer.
我们求神帮助我们啊。
We ask the Lord to help us.
约书亚说，你们可以挑你们的神。
Joshua says again, choose for yourself.
That's for me and my house. 我和我的家。
But as for me and my house,
他不仅仅一个人，他带着他的全家。
Not only he himself, but he brings his family.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
讲得斩钉截铁。
And he is so certain.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们需要这样子的刚强。
Brothers, we need to be bold and courageous in the same way.
所以我们有了这块地，不是让我们有更舒服的地方。
We have this ground, it's not that we're all comfortable.
我们让所有的大人孩子都在这里侍奉。
But adults and children, we are all serving God.
弟兄姊妹，至于我和我的家，不光是我个人的家。
As for me and my house, not just our personal, our own house.
整个教会是神的家。
But this church family, God's house.
整个 kingdom, 众教会是神的教会。
God's kingdom, God's church.
我们的心要被神扩大。
Our hearts need to be enlarged by the Lord.
我们的生命，我们的使命都要被神扩大。
Our lives and our callings need to be enlarged.
前几天我们在祷告会的时候，有跟弟兄姊妹讲。
A few days ago in our prayer meeting, we said to the brothers and sisters,
我们今天不是被神带到一个新的 facility, 新的 location 来。
Today we are not brought into a new facility, a new location.
我们不是来到新的地方用一个新的环境。
We're not just using a brand new environment.
我们希望我们每一个人属灵的光景，整个教会属灵的光景都被神带到一个新的阶段 new stage.
Our spiritual conditions were brought to a brand new stage.
我们的生命被神扩大。
Our lives are being enlarged by the Lord.
我们的使命被神扩大。
Our commissions are being enlarged by the Lord.
我们不是只是为了我自己。
It's not just for ourselves.
也不是只为了我的家。
For myself, for my family alone.
原谅我说，也不是只是，更不是只是为了信徒基督徒聚会。
And I would even say not just for Silicon Valley Christian Assembly.
所有这些都可以被摆到一边。
All of these things, I can say, can be put aside.
我们希望神在这里被高举。
We want to see God lifted up.
神的心喜悦这块地。
That God will rejoice over this.
所有的人来到这里都要蒙福。
That everyone who comes to this place will be blessed.
我们在买会所的整个过程里面。
This entire process of purchasing this.
我们说所有跟这件事情有关的都要神祝福他。
And we said that everyone who's come in contact with this will be blessed.
就算他反对我们找我们麻烦我们都为他求祝福
Even those who resisted us we pray for their blessings
弟兄姊妹因为我们知道背后的仇敌只有一个
We know that there is only but one enemy that is behind all things
看得见的人都不是我们的仇敌
The people and the things that we see they are not our enemy
那如果我们连买会所的过程中我们都这样求神祝福人
And in the process of purchasing this place we ask the Lord to bless everyone
那更何况我们真进来了
And even so that we are here now.
我们就真的希望所有开车开进来进到这个地的
We pray that every vehicle that places themselves on this ground.
他们在这里能够遇见神的同在
Every person will really meet God.
就像教会那时候下班没有人在
so Even if nobody is here, the church office is empty.
我都盼望人来到这里有一种说不出来神同在的感觉
And I pray that someone who passes by will say God is here.
因为神真住在这里
That indeed God dwells here.
我们要维持这地的 的圣洁。
That we need to keep the holiness of this.
我们要分别这块地，让神的荣耀真的是充满每一个角落。
To sanctify this place, every corner of this land is filled with His glory.
我们要像所罗门一样向神祷告，在这块地上所有人的祷告，希望神都垂听。
That as Solomon has prayed, that every person who cries out to God at this place would be heard.
任何犯罪跌倒远离神的人，在这里转向神的时候，能够遇见神的同在。
Anyone who sinned, who has fallen, that when they turn to the Lord.That they would know the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，约书亚讲得这么坚定，他说：“至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。”
Again, Joshua was so certain. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以百姓们都说我们愿意。
And so that all the people said we are willing.
那约书亚说：“光说愿意不行，你们要向神做见证。”
And Joshua says, "Okay, you said that you're willing. That is not enough."
那不仅仅要他们诚心实意的来侍奉神，把一切外邦的神都除掉。
Not only in their minds and in their hearts, that they would get rid of all the foreign idols.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果真要这样子真心专心一心的来侍奉神，
If we really want to serve the Lord with this one heart,
我们必须先除掉我们已经知道的偶像。
We need to first get rid of all the idols that we know of.
大人年轻的孩子们，我们都应该去检视我们的生活。
Adults, teenagers, younger brothers and sisters, we all need to evaluate and examine our lives.
到底在我们一天里面用掉我们最多时间耗掉我们最多力量的到底有什么东西？
Throughout our days, what is the one thing that occupies most of our time?
它真的是出于神是不可少的吗？
Is it really of the Lord? Is it something that I cannot do without?
我希望我们都能够稍微调整，把那些霸占我们心的在主的面前清除。
And I pray that we all readjust and we all are very clear of what are the things that capture our hearts.
我们不能够光只有心愿。
We can't simply just have a desire.
所以有人说，一个脆弱的人，他只有 wishes， 他只有愿望。
And someone who is weak and fragile only has wishes.
一个成熟的人他却有 will， 他有意志。
But someone who is mature will have a will.
他不光只是在这里 I wish 有一天我能够怎样。
He's not simply saying, oh, I wish someday this would happen.
而是他能够真的在主人面前下定心智我要怎样。
But he will determine and set within his heart, this is what I'm going to do.
然后靠着神的恩典他要活出他所祷告的。
And by the grace of God, he will live out what he has prayed.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。